When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Poland, the front line in the war in Ukraine. Poland, a country that has grievances that are voiced about Warsaw's abuse, Poland's abuse by the Soviet Union and the Russian Federation. Poland seen as the critical factor in transferring weapon systems and training into Ukraine. And Poland also absorbing untold hundreds of thousands, perhaps millions by now, of Ukrainians who have fled and live in exile waiting for the end of the war. Now the war is upon us. The Kyiv pundits are telling me not to call it a counteroffensive. It's an offensive to drive the Russian Federation out of Ukraine. At the same time, Poland cheers along. And I see in Russian TV, I don't watch it that much, but in translation, I watched a video the other day, a group of men with what you'd have to say, high and tight haircuts, looking very military, though they were dressed in civilian, were routinely making threats against Poland, including intimating nuclear weapons will be used if the Poles give us an excuse. It was very odd. So Poland, what is it? There is the in control, the Law and Justice Party. And I welcome Judy Dempsey, the editor-in-chief of Strategic Europe. It is a website I urge you all to follow because it's the story of our colleagues and friends and allies in Europe, both the EU and NATO. And in Judy's presentation right now, we have a different Poland than the one that is ballyhooed in Washington during the Ukraine war. This is a Poland that creates fear among Polish people. Judy asks her correspondents, is Poland's democracy in danger? Judy, a very good day to you in Berlin. Thank you. The question
good day
is,
to you, John.
The Law and Justice Party, that's the name, PIS is the acronym. What does it stand for? What are its themes after 8 years in power? Good evening.
Thank you, John, for having me. Law and Justice is quite an incongruous name, a party that has done, in terms of legal experts outside Poland, done immense damage to the judiciary. It is now the politicians who run the chief prosecutor's office, the politicians who run the judiciary, the politicians in law and justice who make the appointments of judges from top to bottom. So much for an independent judiciary. As for law is a very, very important word for the Polish Law and Justice Party, because in their eyes, the law deteriorated and there was no transparency and there was no real rule of law of seeking justice for the communist times and cleaning out the secret police and finishing off finally the communist influences. So they're using this Law and Justice Party in both a flexible sense and in a sense that how they perceive themselves as representing legality, law and justice.
The correspondents you ask are all unhappy with Poland as it's presented now. One correspondent in particular said that we should regard here in the United States, Polish government, the Polish government in place now, as Fox News. I smiled because Fox News is now seen as mild-tempered on the right. What is the part of the Polish government that would most strike Americans as out of step with the rest of the EU. You mentioned politicians in charge of the judiciary. Are there political jailings? Is there persecution using the law enforcement in order to quell a dissent in the country? Is that what's happening?
What's happening in Poland, and it should be very... it should ring bells all through the United States. It's now an incredibly polarized country between the divided opposition on the one hand and law and justice on the other. And there's an atmosphere of intimidation on the part of law and justice, of police surveillance, of security surveillance, of hassling the opposition, of doing witch hunts and of labeling them in the media and some other things. It's not a pleasant atmosphere. It's a great shame, actually, for such a proud country of 40 million and an economy which is doing well, and a country that should be really exerting its influence inside the EU. But now the atmosphere is polarized, and it's getting worse in the run-up to the elections this autumn.
Your colleague Jacek Kucharczyk, president of the Institute of Public Affairs, points to a significant date that just passed, June 4th, 1989, the partially free elections of Poland. This is towards the close of the Soviet creature. And he points to June 4th, 2023, 34 years later, as a day of mass protest in Poland. Hundreds of thousands of Poles took to the streets to protest against the systematic dismantling of democracy by the ruling Law and Justice Party and its allies, writes Mr. Kucharczyk. Is the protest growing, or has it always been there, Judy? Hundreds of thousands sound significant and impossible to keep out of the media.
Law and Justice, and one of the contributors to this question, Jacek Sarozwalski, who is a member of Law and Justice, he said the fact that so many Poles could demonstrate shows that there's democracy and freedom. On the one hand. On the other hand, you have to ask, why did so many, and united for once, come out to protest what Law and Justice is doing? They are protesting because they believe that Law and Justice is eroding democracy. And not only that, it's kind of using old communist tactics of spying, of opening the archives on people, especially the opposition, on bringing them to the courts, on very little accountability. And the Polish, the 100,000, he mightn't even be in the opposition. He just might be a citizen that wants to stand up and protest against what they see as the erosion of hard-fought democracy, which they have been trying to institutionalize since 1989 during their peaceful transition.
There is something called, it's an extrajudicial committee called Investigating Russian Influence. What is that? What Russian influence? Is this in this country, you know, famously or infamously, we had the investigation of communist influence at the State Department. That was in the 1950s. Is that similar to what's going on with this committee of Russian influence?
Well, it certainly does smack of a bit of McCarthyism, but this is essentially the politics of revenge. This is about Law and Justice wanting to establish once and for all who is on their side and who is on the other side. And they're establishing this by setting up this extraordinary committee to look at Russian influence. And how do you measure Russian influence? And so many of the opposition were so anti-Russian in any case. But that's not the issue. It's the way it's been done. It's not transparent. It's targeting the opposition, especially the leader of Civic Platform, the main opposition party, Donald Tusk, who was a former prime minister before Law and Justice got elected. And it has an atmosphere of a kind of witch hunt. In this day and age, especially when the majority of Poles are so anti-Russian because of the war in Ukraine, it's a very, very strange time to now bring up the Russian influence.
The question now about what is to be done. I understand reading, and I do have a better understanding now reading your colleagues, that there are voices in Brussels that are exceedingly strong-minded, saying that Poland is out of step with us. What are we doing vouchsafing this kind of intolerance? Are those voices commanding, or are they just around the edges at Brussels? because the EU does have the authority to, in some fashion, intervene.
The EU has the treaty, various articles that can try to sanction or rein in what law and justice are doing. But more importantly, the so-called recovery COVID funds, which allocates billions of euros to all the member states for recovery after Corona. Brussels is withholding this money to the Polish government because of how it's treating the rule of law. Money is the leverage that the European Union has. And the Poles do worry about this. And the Polish citizen worries about this. They are very pro-European, pro-EU. But this is the leverage that the EU can exert. And we'll have to see how far they're willing to exert this and how far actually Poland is going to climb down. For the elections, it's very difficult to see law and justice making significant changes and compromises. And actually, it would be very interesting to get rid of this extraordinary Russian law, the Lex Tusk, it's called, which President Duda himself is signed in. It's an extraordinary time and is going to demand a huge push by the EU to see if law and justice will actually steer in a different direction and bring Poland back to the home of Europe.
One of your correspondents says that it's long past time for Berlin and Warsaw to work together. Is that correct? Does Mr. Schulz have an opinion of the Law and Justice Party? Does he voice it to the German people?
No German politician in government can voice this. I mean, this is just would be explosive. And the Germans have exerted as much diplomatic skills and reasoning in what is an extremely delicate relationship. And you must remember that when Angela Merkel became chancellor, way back in 2005, Law and Justice was in power for a brief time, less than 2 years, and there was an anti-German campaign, anti-Merkel campaign being run by Law and Justice at this time. This is not new, what they're doing. It's going back several years, and German politicians have been incredibly sensitive to this and very careful. If they spoke out and really criticized the Polish government, this would only legitimate and validate exactly what Law and Justice is doing, what Law and Justice would like. And of course, the German government has to be very careful. One other small point. The relationship between ordinary Poles and ordinary Germans is just very, very good. There's a huge amount of commuters on both sides, especially Poles crossing over to Germany. And what's very important to remember, that Polish trade, bilateral trade with Germany, and this was before the war in Ukraine, the 2022 war in Ukraine, this happened several years ago. Polish bilateral trade with Germany is higher than German bilateral trade with Russia, which just shows the extraordinary connection in trade, in economy, investment, in commuting, in education, across the board and services between the two countries.
Judy Dempsey is the editor-in-chief of Strategic Europe. She's in Berlin. We're moving to the story of migration in the Mediterranean basin, focused on the troubled nation of Tunisia. These many years after the Arab Spring, Tunisia's return to what appears from the outside to be a cruel dictatorship driving its own people to seek, at great risk, migration to the EU. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right here, right.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.